And welcome everybody to another SU Oddities. This one actually is kind of fun, you know. And I should have probably stumbled on this before Halloween was over, because it's kind of got that vein to it. But very interesting here, and it's about a church. In fact, it's about a church in the middle of nowhere in Kansas. And there's some stories behind it. So let's go ahead and let's go down the rabbit hole, shall we? So there's not a whole lot happening in rural Kansas, unless, of course, you're the devil. According to some local lore, Hell's Gate is in Kansas. The quiet 19th century resting ground known as Stoll Cemetery might just be one of the world's portals to hell. And we've talked about this briefly on some SU Oddities about, you know, hell and how people look at it differently and different folklore of it. You know, again, just another one here, but it's interesting. So it's unclear why Satan would claim a small, sleepy rural town about 50 miles from Lawrence as his home base. He seems like a true city slicker. Sure. Maybe he was just looking to retire or wanted to be left alone. It's uncertain. Places where people have reportedly found real portals to hell are rare, but Stoll Cemetery and the Old Stone Church on his property is one of the most renowned. And let's get into it. This is interesting. So Stoll Cemetery was created in the 1850s by German settlers, and it has been a hotbed for paranormal activity since then. The property's over-the-top reputation includes everything from ghost and demon sightings to sacrificial ceremonies and occult rituals. The devil himself even pencils in biannual visits. I did not know that was on his calendar, but there you go. Apparently, paranormal occurrences date back to the mid-1800s slain. A Kansas City Times article claims that a stable hand took out the mayor to death in the cemetery's old stone barn. Years later, the barn was converted into a church, which in turn was gutted by fire. A decaying wooden cross that still hangs from one wall is thought to sometimes turn upside down when passerby step into the building at exactly midnight. That's apparently what happens when you build a church on top of Satan's front door. Though, it should be noted that Stoll never had an official mayor. Still, these rumors don't come out of thin air. They're mostly tied to a large tree in the property's mysterious church, which some people say they've been smoldering. Hell certainly isn't short on fire, and that's for sure, right? According to the legend, the massive pine tree was used to exterminate condemned witches, including, wait for it, Satan's lover. He has many, evidently. This happened on the spring equinox. The tree remained a special spot for modern covens, which would visit the cemetery to pay respects to their fallen, until the tree was torn out by caretakers in 1998. So more to come on this, though. Not only is the Stoll Cemetery America's most evil graveyard, but it's also, you know, again, Satan's front doorstep, evidently. The church lies on the property, is thought to have become an actual portal to hell, but it wasn't always evil. The church was built in 1867 and used for religious services, just like you'd expect. Unfortunately, attendance dwindled and was abandoned in 1922. According to an anonymous letter written to Try to Scare Me, which is a website, the Gateway to Hell was created by local Satanists after it was abandoned. And this is a quote from the letter. The church wasn't always evil, but it was overtaken by the Satanists who lived in nearby towns. They conjured up so much evil that they opened a portal to hell. When the church still stood still, there were stairs located on the back wall near the right side. Most of the time, they were overgrown and hidden with thick grass. It took a bit of searching unless you knew where they were. These stairs were a direct gateway to hell and used by Lucifer to appear on Halloween night at midnight, of course. Why not? Of course, right? If a person was to travel down these steps, even just a few, they would be trapped and forced to walk hours back up, trying to return from the pits of hell. So there's that. Before it was actually banned in 1988, hundreds of people would gather at Stoll Cemetery to see the devil rise from the depths of hell. According to legend, Satan returns to the cemetery twice a year on Halloween and the spring equinox, which is weird. Anyway, to visit the witch who mothered his child. Unfortunately, Satan's kid only lived a couple of days. He reportedly has a final resting place near his mom, and they have been reports of werewolf-looking ghosts walking around. That's a new one. All of this a major headache to police. Satan, the ghost boy, and mostly the people who show up and trash the place. In 1988, almost 500 people gathered at the cemetery waiting for a no-show devil. They caused so much damage to the property that officers have patrolled the grounds on Halloween ever since. If you're hoping to catch a glimpse on All Hallows Eve, be prepared to get slapped with a $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail for doing it. So there's that. Here's another spinoff to this tale. It could be that a number of coincidences made Stahl Cemetery the perfect storm for dark and devilish rumors, or coincidences aren't coincidences at all. Either way, the property has a number of highly suspicious features. The old burned-down church is in Topeka's 666 zip code because, honestly, where else would Satan live, right? The road leading up to the cemetery was allegedly named Devil's Way until 1905. If you were to believe that Satan returns twice a year to visit his baby mama witch, then the nearby gravestone that reads, "We teach almost witch," which is close enough, sends four alarms. And again, it's spelled W-I-T-T-I-C-H. Okay, you know, it's what it is. Other mysterious things about this area. So before it was bulldozed, the church at Stahl Cemetery had been missing its roof since 1920s. Because it had no roof, the entire inside of the church was subject to flooding when it rained. Except, strangely enough, if actually never flooded at all. Wasn't even wet most of the time. According to urban legend, hundreds of witnesses said rain would not fall inside the church. It would fall around the church and cemetery, but never inside. It was always bone dry, even when it was pouring down rain. And other tidbits on this weird story. They say Arena Grandy claimed she was haunted after visiting Stahl Cemetery. There's a quote from her. So, I felt this sick, overwhelming feeling of negativity over the whole car, and we smelled sulfur, which is a sign of the demon. And there was a fly in the car randomly, which is another sign of it's a sign your car's filthy and there's flies out. Anyway. I was like, this is scary, let's leave. I rolled down the window because before we left and said, we apologize, we didn't mean to disrupt your peace. Then I took a picture, and there are three super distinct faces in the picture. And they say they are faces of textbook demons. And again, this is from Ariana Grande, evidently. More to it. Also, the Pope once rerouted a flight to avoid flying over the cemetery. So there's that. On Halloween 1999, reporters hoping to disprove the legend were mysteriously sent away just shy of midnight. Stahl doesn't appear particularly enjoy being known for having a portal to hell, which is why a group of local reporters tried to put the rumors to rest once and for all. So in 1999, on Halloween, reporters from the Lawrence Journal-World and Sunflower Cable Station Channel 6 went to the cemetery hoping to prove the Satan wasn't going to actually show up. Roughly 30 minutes before the clock struck midnight, property owners sent them away, even though the reporters had received permission from the police to be there. Since then, it's been almost impossible to get permission to investigate the grounds, which has led some paranormal believers to think something is being hidden. Some believe that it was actually invented by kids at the University of Kansas, and that's where this whole folklore won. No one knows who actually finally destroyed the church, which, according to an alleged Lawrence Journal World article, the old stone church was mysteriously torn down on Friday, March 29th, 2002. But no one had ordered its removal. Property owner Major Weiss and members of Harvest Hills LLC were not aware of the demolition. Some suspect that angry townspeople finally had enough, whether it was truly evil or they couldn't tolerate the fuss that the rumors were causing. And then lastly, a couple things here. The cemetery was actually featured in the CW hit Supernatural. If you guys ever have seen that, great show. And it's rumored that The Cure refused to play in Kansas because of this cemetery as well. So, so there you go. You know, again, you know, if you're in Kansas, you're in this area, look up Stahl Cemetery and see. You know, old abandoned cemeteries fascinate me. I know there's one outside of Stockton, Utah, that sets up on a plateau. Again, you know, rumors had it that, you know, children would cry at night and you hear horses whimper, things like that. I will say it was very odd because quick story. The only reason the graveyard survived from the town, it was an old ghost town there, and I cannot remember the name of it. I'll try to dig it up. But a mining company basically bought the ghost town because they found ore and things in that area, bulldozed entire town. The only reason the cemetery survived is because it was located 3 miles out of town up on a plateau. So they didn't worry about the cemetery. They just kept the graveyard there, and everything was cool. When you do walk around, you got to go up a hill and it zigzags up on this plateau. But it's really surreal and creepy because there's a lot of kids. Evidently, the town had a disease that ran through it, and I can't remember what it was either. But a lot of children under 10 years old ended up dying one winter, early winter's eve. So they ended up burying a lot of the children from the town. And so there's these little tiny fences about a foot, foot and a half high that are where the children's graves are. of course, you know, assholes, teenagers go up there and they, you know, put dolls in there and toys and stuff like that over the years. And so, you know, that adds to the macabre of the whole thing. But yeah, it's just very interesting. We were never there, you hanging out at midnight, but you do get a weird feeling. And I don't know, like I said, abandoned graveyards and cemeteries are probably the safest places to be honest with you. But for everybody has this weird stigma about them. And, you know, this is a good example. So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that. Stay strange.